Hello and welcome back to An Abundance of Not. It is February the 10th, 2016. I am Garrett, joined by Brad and Wade.
Hello.
Yay, we have a full compliment tonight.
What do you mean?
The tripod is standing.
Well, I didn't dare branch out as far as to say we're all here.
We're not physically in one location, correct. Although we were close last week. No dice.
Yeah. Didn't quite work out.
Somebody was on a plane because, life. I don't know.
Shit happens. What can I say?
Life. Fuck it. So how's everybody doing?
Heads up, this will be an explicit podcast. If you haven't figured that out by now.
If you fuckers haven't figured that shit out. Explicivity to the max.
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Good.
I'm a little tired. I'm a beer in.
Uh-oh.
So, anything goes, really.
Well, me too, but it was a couple hours ago, so that doesn't even count anymore.
No, it doesn't. Non-existent.
Same here, but I think it was like 20 minutes ago.
That's already wearing off.
Yeah.
It is not current.
It may not have even wore on to start with, so.
No, I just got to just get one down to deal with you, so.
You say hurtful things like that, and it's not nice.
Oh, come on, it's scabbed over already.
It's painful. So, let's see what's going on. Yeah, we didn't record last week. Brad was, not available and just stuff was going on. What's been happening in the world? Let's see. Quiet on this end. Super Bowl happened. Go Denver.
Woo-hoo!
Fuck
Absolutely.
Carolina.
Because yeah.
Cam Newton's a dick. And if it wasn't evident by him, I'm not going to say the interview, by throwing himself on the field in a tantrum for not getting a call, I don't know what else, to say about the guy.
Yeah.
There was no Superman on the field that day.
Well, he kind of brought it on himself. He said, if you don't want me, dancing in the end zone, keep me out of it. And Denver said, no problem.
All right.
We got this. Sure.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
There was two things I saw after that. There was an interview with one of the players, the Carolina players. Wasn't sure if it was him because I don't know his face well enough to be able to say, okay, it was him.
Okay.
But he was sitting – the player was sitting in a slump position, hoodie, and the hood was up.
Pretty sure it was him.
And that sulking look on his face.
Yeah.
And then the other part was basically like a small two-picture comic strip where it showed Cam Newton going, I'm Superman. And then it showed a Broncos player going, Kryptonite, bitch.
So for those
Certainly did that.
Exactly. So for those that were criticizing Cam Newton for walking out of an interview, the story that I heard was that he was sitting pretty much right next to one of the Denver defensive players. And Denver's player, from the article that I read, was pretty much just slamming Carolina the whole way. Was not being a gracious winner and pretty much saying this right into Cam Newton's ear. And to, quote-unquote, be a better person, he left the interview to avoid potential confrontation and conflict. So if that's the case, fine. But... and a lot of people criticize him for celebrating in the end zone. It's not that he celebrates in the end zone. Everyone celebrates when they score stuff. It's just that he's just a cocky motherfucker.
Oh, no, they didn't just celebrate in the end zone. They won, celebrated in the end zone, went over to the sidelines to a guy who was on the sidelines, and celebrated there.
Who cares?
Well, and it's like, okay, you can celebrate in the end zone. Can we get back to the game, please? I don't like it. It's like you're being a cocky... dick and let's
I don't
just play.
Appreciate it either because, like you said, it comes across extremely pompous. However, everybody celebrates in the end zone to some degree.
Well, yeah, sure. But when they get out of the end zone, run all the way to the the sidelines to go celebrate with another team member who wasn't on the field after celebrating in the end zone, that's like, all right, that's too much.
Okay, but to be fair, if the quarterback was part of scoring a touchdown, he's not going back on the field for the extra point.
Right.
So where else is he going to go? The sidelines. The fact that he gets into celebrations.
But not celebrate it again.
Oh, well, you're never going to get that because emotions run high.
But especially with him.
He's just, the whole Carolina team just comes across extremely pompous. And I'm glad that Denver put them in their place. Congratulations to Peyton for a 200-win career record.
Heck
and
yeah.
And finishing off what we all assumed to be his professional football career with a second Super Bowl championship.
Although he was very careful to not confirm that. All he would confirm is that he was going to be drinking lots of Budweiser, specifically.
Gee, I wonder why. I don't know if you caught it, but Papa John from the Papa John's Pizza Chain was on the field and congratulated him before the trophy ceremony.
No, I didn't catch that.
I'm almost positive it was him.
He should have been carrying a pizza. He should have been having, like, the new Broncos style.
Delivered. So just for record, I was reading about that earlier. It was not a sponsorship deal because, if I remember the guidelines correctly, alcohol is not allowed to be sponsored on the field.
Uh-huh.
It was a personal promotional plug. He has interest in 2 bottling plants.
Does he really?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
And the whole Papa John's deal, I don't know if he gets paid for the commercials or not, but he owns something like 20-something Papa John's franchises. So even that's a promotional plug for him.
Oh, sure. He's that's set. Awesome.
I mean, he could just like be done and like, you know what? I got pizza for life. I don't need this shit.
That's it.
But he has contracts elsewhere.
Yep.
Oh, God.
What you did there? I heard it.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
We did that all game long.
We did. It was getting annoying.
I mean, the guy's pretty charismatic on in front of the camera, so he's definitely going to have a very promising career beyond the football field. He's already having. We're seeing it now, but. I think
and
he'll
he's
do
very
well.
Likable.
Yeah, he'll go into commentating or keep up.
Sure.
You know that sort of stuff.
Well,
anyway,
the question in our minds, being Indy fans, is he was such a big part of not just the Indy team, but the Indy culture. Almost, he embedded himself.
Yeah.
I mean, there's children hospitals named after him. So I'm curious if he does decide that he's done there, you know, is he going to stay in Denver or will he move back to Indianapolis?
Sure. One thing I read that was really cool being a Seahawks fan was a blog written by Russell Wilson, congratulating Peyton, but also thanking him because when Russell was in maybe high school days, he attended one of Peyton's, quarterback camps.
Nice.
And it inspired him and you know, taught him some discipline and some focus to really go for what he wants. And their picture that he posted was a picture of him kneeled down at this camp saying, you really inspired that kid in the green shirt to really go for it. And, you know, thank you and congratulations and whatnot. So it was kind of a cool little shout out for him. And
that's awesome.
I don't know. I mean, to us Seahawks people, I mean, Russell is just a stand-up guy all, you know, through and through. And to see him do that, you just, you know, solidifies the point. So, anyway. Movies. No movies were seen last weekend. Deadpool is pretty much inked for Saturday afternoon for us on this end.
Awesome.
We have a belated birthday to announce. Wade's birthday was last week, the 2nd.
Happy belated.
Yep.
He's 21 again. So congratulations on that. my daughter's is on Friday, so we get to figure out what we're going to do this weekend with her.
Deadpool. Oh wait, no.
Yeah.
there's been a thing where it's like, do not take your kid to see Deadpool. But my kid loves, do not take your kid to see Deadpool.
No. Yeah.
From everything I've seen, it's a hard R and it earned its stripes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm tempted. but I'd have to see it first and really get a gauge. But I'm
not, there's
I'm,
decapitations.
I'm definitely, dude, she's morbid. The violence is not my concern. The sexual content maybe.
Yeah.
But there's, the violence, not so much. I don't really care.
Supposedly there's full frontal nudity, both male and female.
So. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
do not, I say again, do not take your children to this movie. That's not your grandfather's comic.
No.
That's a maybe when you're older list. Yes. Entry there. Yeah.
And then I saw some deal where people were like, well, make a kid-friendly version. No. That's not who Deadpool is. That's not what Deadpool is.
Yep.
Oh, but my kid reads the comic books. Well, then you're a shitty parent. Because there should be no reason whatsoever.
So I've been very vocal in the past. So I just wanted to temper my former vocality. I just invented a word there.
Vocality. Nice.
Deadpool's Marvel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the trailers look fucking fabulous.
Yeah, but it's not Marvel.
It's not.
No.
Who is it? It's not DC.
No, it's Deadpool is a Marvel character.
Yes.
But this is not a Marvel Studios movie.
Okay. But my point was never a commentary on the studio. It was the franchise. I have never been a big fan of Marvel. I like Iron Man okay, but Marvel's never really been my thing. But at all the trailers I've seen for Deadpool, every one of them have made me go, hell yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And I'm watching, there's a series, a Marvel series on TV, Agent Carter?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Fucking fantastic.
That's pretty decent.
Now, wonderful show.
So do you understand the backstory for some of that, though?
I'm not sure.
So Agent Carter, the gal, was one of the people involved in creating or orchestrating Captain America.
Oh, really?
So in the first Captain America movie where Steve Rogers becomes the captain, she is kind of his love interest in the movie. And then when he plummets into the ice and is gone, she moves on with her life, but is essentially an agent under the, you know, early creations of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Now, coming on from our last one, the production companies were 20th Century Fox, Marvel Entertainment, and the Donner's Company.
Yeah, so. Essentially it's Fox. Because Fox owns the rights to the X-Men stuff, and for some reason...
Spider-Man...
Because they did X-Men Origins and Deadpool pseudo made an appearance in that, still done by Ryan Reynolds, apparently they own the rights to Deadpool.
Have you guys seen the cover or some of the advertisements for this?
Yes, they're fantastic.
One of them takes a notch from The Hunger Games, where Deadpool is in all red sitting on the white chair.
Oh, really?
That's funny. But anyway, it's a 8.9 out of 10 from IMDb, a 96% from Rotten Tomatoes.
We're not in the movie section right now.
And a 66 from Metacritic. Ha, beat you to it.
Yeah, but your Rotten Tomatoes score is not accurate, you dumbass.
Well, you know what? I got two others.
Get real live data. Thanks. Bye.
This was a Google search. Bite me.
Your Google search needs more focus.
Your Google search is bad and you should feel bad.
Your Google search needs more Google. Deadpool's coming up.
Yeah, so if you like the music, check out Junkie XL. He apparently did the
Do you want to just do the whole movie section today, or?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sure. Hell, we'll just do Deadpool. We're done. All right, movie's over.
Fuck you.
You would want to.
And on with the news. Oh.
Yeah.
Anything else on the personal front? A couple weeks long that we didn't talk to anybody, so.
Actually, just before my birthday, I actually met someone interesting.
Oh, yes. You have a little story.
Yes. How do I say this? Certain circles will know him by his name, Nathan Grayson of Kotaku. I am not going to go into why his name should be known. Go look it up. He came into the unit where I was at work. basically had a $3,000 Alienware laptop where he was doing his work. And so I was like, damn. Apparently he was waiting for his girlfriend at the airport, and it was interesting to talk to him. He did speak about the parent company Gawker Media, still under some rigors with the lawsuit fronted by Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they did say that Hulk Hogan was uttered racist terms. So
he supposedly did.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about how you put your foot in their mouth when you talk to him, or
people know
now
where
the
truth comes out. People know where I stand on terms of the Gamergate area, and I did apologize afterward. I said, I probably said something that would or some things that were probably a sore spot for you, and I apologize. So, it's after understanding who he was, I had to make that apology. And you know what? I'm a man. I'll admit where I messed up.
Well, but let's go into that, right? What was the reason for apologizing to him? Because you said what you thought, and you were afraid it was going to offend somebody who you really didn't know all that much?
Yeah, pretty much.
So instead of standing your ground and expressing what your beliefs, you decided to cave and apologize to somebody who would have absolutely no repercussions to you whatsoever.
Well, it's the thing is where he's probably have had to deal with that for so long that he just wants to get over it, and we've all been there. There's always been something you just want to not be brought up anymore.
Well, but when you're in a media company and you're a part of bringing stuff up, you're kind of bringing it on yourself, don't you?
This was more of his personal life.
Ooh.
And then how it went into... This is the thing I didn't actually want to talk about, but all right. Which then
quick and
bled,
dirty.
Which then bled into his professional life, allegedly. So,
you're allegedly. So you met Nathan Grayson of the Otaku
Kotaku, one of the biggest game media sites in the world. Yeah,
cool.
That Fantastic. Was kind of cool.
Okay, and Brad, anything on your end?
Not really.
Okay, then.
Super Bowl was the big thing. We went out for a nice date.
Yeah, how was your date?
My date was amazing.
Yeah? What'd your wife say?
Yeah. My wife was cool with it.
Yeah?
Yep. I ended up bringing my date home.
Oh, And the wife was really cool with that, I'm sure.
Oh, my wife was thrilled with that.
For those who haven't read Between the Lines, his date was his wife. their wife, just making sure I set this record straight for you. I didn't want rumors to float around. I'm looking out for your best interests here.
Appreciate that.
Not really, but... Dick. Did you guys just go out to dinner? Did you guys do anything fun?
We just kind of had some quiet time. We gave the kids some mac and cheese, told them,
nice.
Shut up, we've heard enough. We walked around the mall for a little bit and had a nice dinner and came home.
Good. Sometimes
you gotta bike away every now and then. Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. So. Very cool. Let's see. And you're going to be back out this way, not this coming week, but the week after.
Correct.
So we'll see if we can put something on the docket for that. And I think that's it. I think we'll jump into movies. So Deadpool coming out sometime between the next 48 hours. Wade said Rotten Tomatoes was at 96%. That was true about 3 days ago. It has been updated to 81%. Still, still very decent. I think better than I was anticipating it to be on the tomato meter.
I wonder why the fall from grace.
It's all those girlfriends that were tricked into thinking it was a romantic comedy.
Except it hasn't gone public yet, so...
Denmark.
I think... Let's see if we can find a negative review here. If only Deadpool were as clever, dark, and funny as it believes itself to be.
There
somebody had a stick up their ass when they saw it. Let's see... In the end, it's hard to shake the feeling that they've made a movie for boys that only adults are allowed to see for the future sleepover party where some open-minded parents allow a screening. It'll surely be a blast. That was from a female.
Wow.
So, again, maybe somebody who doesn't understand Deadpool. Deadpool is essentially the world's first superhero fan movie. That's true.
Correct.
Deadpool is funny, frequently hilarious. A little double entendre going on there, but hey.
Thank you for the update.
Thanks for telling us something we didn't know. Deadpool's a lot more fun than most superheroes, but the film is barely able to take advantage. So, there you go. Apparently this person knows more about Deadpool and felt there was too much material left on the cutting room floor.
Alrighty.
So, just a touch. I mean, I can read the synopsis, but I'm not going to. For those who aren't aware, it is with Ryan Reynolds, Morena Baccarin, Gina Carano, TJ Miller, a.k.a. Rough Nut or Tough Nut or one of those from How to Train Your Dragon.
The twins from
And for us Game of Thrones people, Ed Skrein, who played Dario Naharis before they were recast because he flaked out on the franchise. although looking at his filmography and what's been coming out between the last year and this coming year, you might understand why he left Game of Thrones.
He wasn't hurting.
No, he's not now either. The second movie coming out this week that most people are itching for, I, however, am not, and that is Zoolander 2. Ben Stiller returns both in the front of and behind the camera for Zoolander 2, a comedy that finds a beloved model, Derek Zoolander, and his rival-turned-partner, Hansel, played by Owen Wilson, facing a threat to their continued success. This is PG-13, so you can take all your snot-nosed brats to that one. Also featuring Will Ferrell, which probably ruins the movie for me, Penelope Cruz, and Kristen Wiig.
Amazingly, so, Yahoo says it's not dumb enough.
It's 41% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I had the exact opposite reaction to that one that I did to Deadpool. I saw the previews and wanted to turn over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch the first one all the way through because it's retarded.
Yeah,
because. And the second one is going to be the same way.
File that under not going to see.
Exactly. List. That's not even Redbox worthy, in my opinion.
Oh, God, yeah. No.
Number three, which is hardly worth mentioning.
I could think of better things to do with $2.
Exactly. Like roll a cocaine pipe. Never mind.
What? Roll a cocaine pipe?
Yeah, you roll up a dollar bill and you snort your cocaine with it. No?
Wow, okay. Yeah,
all right. The third movie this week, which is hardly worth mentioning, it is How to Be Single. It does not have a critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes. A young woman searches for love in New York City, and this romantic comedy based on the novel by Liz Tusilio, I'm hopefully pronouncing that right, and produced by Drew Barrymore. This is starring Dakota Johnson, Alison Brie, Rebel Wilson, and a few others.
The previews for that one look kind of funny.
I don't even know if I've seen the previews for it, but essentially looks like Pitch Perfect without the singing.
Pitch Imperfect.
Really? You needed a book and a movie for this? I could have told you how to be single.
Exactly.
Well, two of us could have told you.
I don't know what you're talking about. In the box office this week, we have Kung Fu Panda 3 pulling in $21.2 million, putting it at number one. Hail Caesar pulls in $11.4 in the number two slot. Star Wars at $7 million, and The Revenant at 6.9. Yes, still
writing.
Let's see if Rotten Tomatoes will be nice to me and tell me what their overall revenue has been. Looks like their local revenue is just under $1 billion, $906 million.
Domestic?
I believe so.
Yeah, you said local. It's domestic.
That's what I meant.
Get it straight.
Shut up. So for all you who don't want to go see Deadpool, go see Star Wars again.
Yeah, sure, why not?
It's out somewhere.
Yeah, so domestic, 907. Worldwide, $2.01 billion.
Yeehaw. Let's see. The power of Google compels me. Top movie revenue all time.
Avatar.
Avatar should still be up there, although you'll see a lot of movies, or a lot of lists will show The Sound of Music when adjusted for inflation.
Right.
So
Avatar's number one, Titanic's number two, Star Wars is number three.
Yep. Titanic at 2.18 billion, Titanic 2.18 billion, Star Wars at 2.01 billion.
Yep.
Now, to me, if Disney was smart, when they announce episode, or when they release episode 8, they should re-release episode 7 in theaters for people to get a pseudo double feature and make some more revenue. That's what I would do.
When episode Disney's 9 comes
famous
out,
for doing stuff like that.
When right? episode 9 comes out, they'd be like, hey, watch all three.
Watch all three. Watch the whole trilogy in theaters today. Spend your entire weekend in our theater.
Weekend?
Well, yeah.
Watch the triple trilogy. They should re-release 1 through 6 as well.
The whole franchise. Have so much Star Wars, you won't know what to do with yourself. All right. So Deadpool viewing critiques to come right at you next week. Keep posted. And with that, we will jump into the news.
Yay, the news. So our favorite telecommunications company that we Comcast? Love to hate. No, not cable company.
Oh,
telecommunications.
Verizon.
No, AT&T.
Oh, those fuckers. I mean, yeah. I love AT&T. My cell phone service is fantastic.
My home DSL service is wonderful.
No, I have Cox for that because AT&T sucks.
Excuse me, I need to reboot the robots.
So, under the updated FCC rules, we don't even qualify as having broadband internet here.
Nice.
Yes, yes. They moved the goalpost. It used to be broadband, but now it's not. We get 6 megabits here. The new standard per the FCC is 25.
Wow.
So, AT&T no longer provides broadband to a large section of the country.
Nice.
Interestingly, though, since that goalpost has been moved, they have been continuing to fight about the upgrade, saying that the FCC was not fair in moving the goalposts, and that nobody really needs that broadband anyway. You don't actually need 25 megabits. 6 is fine.
Where our bottom line?
Yeah. I mean, sure, we don't need it, but if the FCC says that that's the standard, then you should provide me with the standard, goddammit.
Well, yeah, I agree. AT&T's complaining because of government feature creep, and it's not right, and it's not fair, and free market, and open trade, and blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing, though. The poster child for all of this is Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, Chattanooga was service.
Yeah, good old Chattanooga. Chattanooga was serviced by AT&T and
told them to fuck off.
AT&T, in their typical style, dragged their asses on getting anything close to reasonable speeds. So Chattanooga told them to fuck off. They did their own internet service, where for a lower price, you now get 50 times the speed.
Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
So I'm happy to report that Cox Communications Internet far exceeds the 25 megabits a second download speeds for our internet. We are over double at 59.59.
Very nice.
Sadly, we're only 6.57 upload speeds.
Well, I want to say it was 25 down and 5 up, something like that.
So we're exceeding the standard, so good on Cox.
Yep. Absolutely. So rather than actually doing anything reasonable about it, AT&T is just continuing to bitch and moan about how this is not fair and how these policies, specifically the ones that say you need to do better, are going to discourage
private sector investment in world-class broadband infrastructure. Because you were doing fuck all before.
Right?
We're going to go to the ones who don't want to hold, who hold up, do not hold up the standards. Yeah, middle finger applying now.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
But you're gonna hurt the economy by making the standards too high for anyone else to compete. Well, you're not competing, so fuck you.
Yeah, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So
Google Fiber, ho.
Please and thank you.
That's right.
Yeah. So AT&T is definitely not happy with Chattanooga and would dearly love to make sure that that does not repeat elsewhere in the country. You know, I think it's time. That internet has become such a critical point in our society that it's time that we go full on and declare it a utility. We don't allow the power companies to do this. We don't allow the gas companies to do this. We don't allow the water companies to do this.
Right.
Why should we allow the internet companies to get away with throttling everybody, you know? As things become more and more broadband heavy, the infrastructure is available to be put in. They just don't want to do it. And if they don't want to do it, then I don't see why local municipalities should be blocked either. If the city wants to step up and do their own ISP, good for them.
Right.
Let's, you know, we've said it before in previous episodes, it's time to get some real competition into the market. I don't think the government should have a monopoly on it either. I don't think the local municipality should be your only option. But if, you know, wherever it is you live, city of...
Insert city
forest,
here.
Forest, yeah, forest, whatever. Insert city wanted to do their own internet, well then Cox and Comcast and AT&T would actually have to compete. Exactly. Maybe I don't want to go with city internet. Maybe I'm happy with AT&T, but at least I have an option. And right now, we don't have that.
Didn't we say before, like, the best way to get a company to do something is to threaten to go to their competition?
Exactly. Absolutely.
You've done that multiple times, Garrett.
Yeah. I've saved a bunch of money by telling AT&T they
switching
need to...
Switching to Gecko. Oh.
Huh?
You saved a bunch of money by switching to Geico.
No, I never switched to Geico. Fuck that lizard. little English prick. No, every time I call AT&T, I make them save me money somewhere. To the point where they can't save... There's nowhere else for them to save money under their current deal. I'm on a very selective service plan. I'm on a very selective data plan. Because I throw out that I've been with them for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. I've never switched. And what are they doing for me? They get all these new advertisements where if you switch to AT&T, you get $300 of accessories. Well, I've been with you for 10 fucking years. Where's my $300?
Right.
You know? And I've gotten a free phone out of it. I've gotten, you know, I just...
That's where you talk to the customer retentions department.
Exactly. You have to realize that the customer service person you're talking to might have some authority, but not enough to get you what you want.
Yes.
You just got to push hard enough. So, all right. So AT&T is a giant fuckstick, which we didn't, you know, not know that before. So, cool. Quick and dirty movie stuff in the works here. You know, we talked about Deadpool and
ad nauseum.
What?
Ad nauseum.
Well, we're going to talk about it some more. God damn it.
Woo-hoo.
So apparently, me not knowing this because I never read Deadpool comic books and whatnot, Deadpool has been labeled as a pansexual. And what they're saying that means is that he flirts openly with both genders. Not sure why it's not bisexual. Maybe he hasn't engaged in sexual activity with both genders, but he openly flirts with both excessively. Well, both the director has that they wanted them to label Deadpool as a pansexual, not hetero or homosexual. But and asking Ryan Reynolds, he said that he would be open for Deadpool to have a male lover in potentially sequel movies to open up the to essentially eradicate the gay stereotype of being excessively flamboyant and, you know, not a strong, you know, strong physically strong or seeming like they have strong conviction in masculine or whatever activities that they're always labeled and always created as, a, you know, submissive and flamboyant.
Side so. Note, Deadpool 2 is already confirmed, already greenlit.
And apparently go. Now we know one of the major plot lines.
Well, they haven't said that is one way or another, but when Ryan Reynolds was asked about it, he said that he...
he's open to the idea.
He's open to the idea, you know, not so he's much curious. Of being able to play again.
You could say.
You could say that. But it sounds like a big portion is to try to, you know, try to create a shift in the stereotypical gay role.
Good.
Deadpool 2. Deadpool and Cable honeymoon.
Okay.
A romantic paradise where everything goes wrong. It's up to one man. No, kidding.
Wade's decided to get into movie announcing.
In a world.
Call me.
No, I... What would you like me to call you? Anyway.
I got a few ideas.
I think it's... You know, why not?
Yeah.
It's 2016. Why the hell not?
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. So
it's the current year.
You know what's more sad about this? The fact that it's even a news story.
I agree.
Yep.
Completely.
Why is this noteworthy? I mean, I know why, but why is this noteworthy? This shouldn't be.
Yeah. You know, when you've got when you've got openly gay football players, you know, and all across the world, you've got people that are more comfortable with expressing who they are, regardless of the role and the position that they're in. But when you realize that the news is full of, you know, Kardashian bullshit, then you understand why this has to be an article on the internet.
Yeah.
So. Anyway,
it's still unfortunately sensational.
Yes. But hopefully someday we'll move away from that, and it'll just be a small fine print on somebody's character.
Yes. Just the way it is.
Exactly.
Looking forward to it.
It shouldn't even have to be a fine print either. It should just be like, yo, it's this person. Deal with it.
I don't disagree. What I'm saying is right now the society kind of looks at it as big, giant, bold letters flashing in neon and with stereo sound behind it calling attention to it. And that's we need to move past it.
Yeah, and there's a whole thing with that is in... I remember Legends of Korra actually... Sorry for jumping topic here. Actually had a
no, you're
a,
not.
A lesbian ending. And there was a whole thing about that in the anime community. I was like, really, guys? You're making a big deal about this. It's a freaking anime.
Yeah, right? But I had sexual feelings towards that cartoon character, and now she's lesbian. Whatever.
You should talk to somebody about that, dude.
I tried.
Anyway.
They couldn't help me.
Now your therapist needs therapy.
Well, I showed her some of the material and she just didn't know what to say to that.
All right then. So I guess my turn?
Yeah.
Have any of you ever wanted to be a games developer?
No.
Well,
ish.
Okay, well, there's now a new easy way for you to make AAA games right in your own home. Amazon has released Lumberyard. God, it was hard to get out. I don't know why. yes.
Are you just reading from the press release?
No, I'm not, actually.
How much did they pay you for this ad spot?
Well, considering if even though it's free, they don't pay us at all. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's a free AAA game engine, deeply integrated with Twitch and AWS, which I'm not sure what AWS is.
Amazon Web Services.
Ah, okay, thank you.
See?
That's why we ask.
So acronyms are stupid.
So you would be able to create the highest quality in games. It's questionable, but okay. Build live online features in minutes. Deploy the scale multiplayer games to meet players' demand. And reach the engaged fans on Twitch. So this is all, you know, the download link for both the page that I'm looking at and the link for the download of Lumberyard is in the show notes, but this is kind of awesome. You know,
so
it sounds like a higher quality Gary's mod for the community.
It's apparently a kind of public friendly cry engine.
I got a question here, though.
Yes.
Are they marketing this as a AAA game engine?
Yes.
I have a problem with that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think a game engine, an engine, can be AAA. An engine is just a tool. Are you going to make a AAA game out of it?
It can be AAA capable, but an engine itself is not AAA.
But we won't know that until somebody makes a AAA game using that engine.
Agreed.
I think they're saying that it's very similar to a AAA engine. But yeah,
point is that an engine, in my opinion, and that's all this is, disagree with me, tear it apart, punch holes in it, I don't care.
I think I'm going to agree with what you're saying, so go ahead.
I don't think an engine can be AAA. It might be an extremely good engine, but it's no more than a tool that is no better or worse than the developer that uses it to make the game.
Agreed.
I could take a really, really good engine and make a shitty game with it. It's not going to automatically be a AAA game because I used this magical engine.
No, well, that's true, but the flip side of that is there's some crappy engines out there that don't have physics models or don't have, certain aspects that a game built on, that a AAA game built on a stronger engine has.
True.
So, like I said, it can be a AAA capable engine, but to your point, they can't really claim that until someone truly creates and markets and generates a AAA title.
Well, let's be honest. Yes. This is advertising.
Yes.
This also is true.
Right here, I mean, this is the first thing under the logo for Lumberyard. Amazon Lumberyard is a free AAA engine deeply integrated with AWS and Twitch. With full source. So yeah, it's advertising. You know, it's I consider a AAA to be a game released by a well-known developing company and publishing company as well.
So here's the cool aspect of this, though. Think about all the people that are very talented in graphics, arts, and 3D modeling and that kind of thing that can now create, I'm going to say, artifacts, and potentially sell those to be used in this engine for other people to make games off of. You have a whole community support system in a game development scenario. Could be amazing.
You know what I would actually kind of like to see, and it just kind of popped in my head. I know that there is a group of people, several groups of people, the gamers and probably the anime people,
spit it out,
are very good at drawing. I would like to see those drawings of their things be then put into games and then sold.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. It's not so much a drawing. You've got to create the model. You've got to engineer the movement points and all that kind of stuff. But then potentially you could sell that product on your website, key code it or whatever. And you could make a business out of generating these artifacts for other people to create games with. I think it could be brilliant.
Not even that. Oh. Also characters as well.
Yeah, everything. The environments, whatever.
I would actually really like to see kind of added to this would be a store, which where you could actually do that.
Or you have the artist sell it privately. Either way, the potential is there.
That's I think, kind of a hard thing to do because that's... You know, how does it, how do I say this? Would they be able to, Lumberyard or Amazon would probably need to take a cut from that.
Depends, nope. depends on their business model.
Built out no of, cuts. From their
engine. It's an open source.
It's open source. I'm reading through the FAQs. There's no charge for using their engine.
No, that is right. It is free.
It's completely free. It's completely open source. They even say if you make a single player game that uses no cloud connectivity, then you don't pay anything. If you make a multiplayer game but own and run your own servers, then you don't pay them anything.
You're paying for connectivity.
Yeah, there is another service called GameLift that I guess they will you have to rent out or something like that.
Right. So if you need them to
web host.
Yeah. If they're going to provide the back-end servers to run your multiplayer game, that's what you pay for. Which seems extremely reasonable.
Yeah, so think of Minecraft, Wade, right?
Yeah.
We can run our own server.
Which
we do.
We are.
We can download the server files for free. And we can run it for free. We don't have to pay anybody anything. Or you can go to a third-party hosting service and you pay them to host your server. Amazon's doing that same thing, only it's not one game. It's an engine, and it's them hosting the service should you opt for that.
Yep.
If you make a single-player, non-connected game, it's all enclosed in its own bundle. Good on you. Share it with the world. If you want to sell it, great. You sell it. You don't owe Amazon a dime.
So here's an interesting twist to this. Lumberyard currently supports PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4.
Sorry, Mac users.
Mobile support for iOS and Android is coming, along with support for Mac and Linux.
There you go. Nice.
So they're touching all the bases. How do you feel about being able to create a game with one engine that will play on everything?
All platforms.
I'm thinking of downloading this myself, actually.
I mean, I'm not enough, but one developing firm is purely one thing. You've got to have a team of different skill sets and abilities. So,
but this completely obliterates the barrier for entry.
Completely.
It's
free. If you have the skill,
download it, try it.
Do it.
Well, even if you don't have the skill, download it and play with it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about doing.
Maybe you'll figure out you had have a skill you didn't know you had. Maybe you'll download it and go, okay, this isn't for me. Well, you're not out any money.
Yeah.
Try it.
You don't know what you got until you try it.
Yep. You might develop the next Minecraft.
Exactly.
God hoping.
How would you like to retire a multi-billionaire and buy the house out from under Drake?
I wouldn't even want to do that. Too much land.
Dude, I have to freaking irradiate everything.
You want to make a popular game, though. What you got to do is make it function. It's the one thing to have an engine that talks on multiple platforms, but to have a game that operates well on PC and also either plays well directly on mobile or has an aspect that plays well on mobile.
Yes.
So, for example, Assassin's Creed, with the last few iterations, Black Flag started it, is you on your mobile device, once connected to your Ubisoft account, could run missions with your assassins without being on your console.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would go in-game and you could collect the rewards. If you could engineer a game where you take advantage of some sort of a system like that, where people are using your game, they're playing your game always, talking about your game always, you've got a recipe for success.
There was people who are playing Warlords of Draenor, the expansion for WoW right now. Do they so want that kind of feature? Because there's two tables now where you can send both your minions or followers, whatever you want to call them, and then your fleet out on missions. And it's like, this would have been perfect for a mobile application.
Yep. Well, Ubisoft did it 2 years ago.
And people playing, I want to say it's Dragon Quest Origins, where you have to apparently always have to go back to this command table. It's like, this would have been perfect on my phone.
This would have been better. The place that's really lacking in modern gaming, and I'm going to ignore mobile for the moment because of the lack of processing power.
Okay.
But that'll come. Really, really compelling AAA style title that has multiplayer between platforms.
Yes.
What if I could develop and I being the figurative I, a really amazing game that it doesn't matter if you buy it on PC, Xbox, or PlayStation, you can all play together. And that's lacking. You can get some really great titles that have amazing multiplayer, but you can never play it with your friend that owns, you know, something else. If, you know, I've got an Xbox One, you've got a PlayStation 4, we could buy the same game that has multiplayer and we can never play together.
Call of Duty come to
that
mind, anybody?
Is an untapped market.
I thought we talked about a game that had that once in this episode.
And why is it untapped? Is it because Xbox and PlayStation just don't play well together? Is it because nobody wants to have it? You know, I wonder what the back end barrier is. What's the limiting factor here?
I don't know.
And I mean, it's all rhetorical, but.
Right.
Interesting. Well, very cool.
That would be awesome. And there's an opening, people.
Yeah, when I say go and try it, because every idea could be something.
And if you're looking for cheap alternative hosting options, contact us. I'm not saying we can. I'm saying we'll look into it.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, naturally. If you have an idea for a game, Lumberyard is free. You know, if it doesn't turn out, you're out nothing. But if it does, you could be the next Minecraft millionaire. Or billionaire, apparently. So take a drink.
Ah, the good old B word. All right, very cool. Brad, if you got something that's quick, let's do it. We're at 52.
I do. I have something real quick and dirty and easy.
Yeah.
GE has announced that they will no longer manufacture or sell the ugly piece of shit little compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Woohoo!
Finally.
And if you missed our previous episode on fluorescent light bulbs, you know that they could kill you.
They could. They have mercury. GE announced that with the uptake in LED technology, finally, they last longer, they're better, they're more energy efficient, they're more environmentally friendly, they do not have mercury.
That's always a plus.
Well, and from a convenience standpoint, you know, you could pay more to get the instant on ones, but the problems with CFLs were they took a while to warm up. So I don't know if you guys have them, those curly.
Yeah, we have a couple
light bulbs. Okay. So when you turn them on, they're not full bright. You know, it takes a couple minutes for them to fully brighten up.
I haven't paid that much attention to it.
Okay. Maybe yours cost a little more and have an instant on, but with LEDs, you know, they're instant on, they run cool, you're not generating a bunch of heat. They're just better all around. So yep. GE's announced it was a good stepping stone, but we have moved on, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Yes. I had to think about where that was from for a second, but I placed it.
Did you place it?
I placed it.
Okay.
Very good.
Care to share with the class?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Don't forget your towel.
Rest in peace, Mr. Rickman. Yes. Yeah.
Now I'm sad.
Now I'm sad. What was the gun called? Were they the emotion gun?
I'm drawing a blank.
I know. Sucks for you. We thank you once again for listening to this episode. Do follow us on Twitter at AbundanceKnot. Wade is at AAONCWAL599. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/abundance.knot, and on YouTube, always trying to put out content. So do hit us up. Let us know what you think. Let us know that we suck. That's fine. We want to hear it. And with that, we'll catch you next time.
Keep on gaming.
Apparently we lost Brad. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.